This is the Pocket Monster Manual. I'm Willie Shambler here with MD. Shiny. And Specs.
Hello.
We're talking about Golem.
Or is it Golem we're talking about?
No, it's Golem.
Okay, here's the thing. So, whose evolution was Golem originally before they decided to switch him because they thought he was cuter than Venomoth?
It was the egg of Rhyhorn. There you go. Logic.
Oh, no.
There you go.
I don't hate that. I win.
Anyway. I can't refute that, so...
Golem sucks.
So I like Golem, actually. I like how he looks more than Graveler, but I see...
But it doesn't fit in!
It doesn't fit in, because he's got...
Yeah, it really bothers me that his arms are nothing like that.
His face is the wrong face.
And he's finally a reptile! He's a fucking reptile now!
Yeah. He looks like a lizard.
He's not right.
Also, he's such a bust after having to go through all that trade evolution. Like, at least the other three trade evolutions in the first gen were, like, worth it. Golem? No. Fuck that. I'll just use Rhydon. I don't have to have friends for him.
So, it is a lizard. It sheds its skin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What?
But it's talking about... It sheds the boulder.
No, it sheds its skin once a year.
In Pokemon Yellow.
The discarded shell.
Yeah, but that's like the whole thing. That's not just the boulder.
So it sheds everything.
Yeah.
So it is.
It sheds its skin. It says it sheds its skin.
It's gone from being a rock to being some sort of lizard creature. That makes no sense. It's awful.
What if just Geodude and Graveler were cocoons? And this is what comes out of it.
That makes no sense.
No.
Because there's two arms you still have to account for here. Apparently they can survive their own explosions, according to Ultramoon.
They can or can't?
They all can.
They can. It detonates its own body. The power from that explosion can propel it up steep mountain paths with amazing speed. It's so fucked up.
Yeah, the Pokedex does not care about Golem much. It's like that, and it rolls a lot. And it can withstand
its body
dynamite.
Can survive dynamite blasts without a single scratch, but it hates rain and humidity.
Those are the three facts about Golem.
Oh, I like Alpha Sapphire. Golem is known for rolling down mountains. To prevent them from rolling into the homes of people downhill, grooves have been dug into the sides of mountains to serve as guideways for diverting the Pokemon's course. It's like a marble.
That's interesting. Because a Graveler can roll down a mountain and no obstacle will divert its path. But for Golem, it can literally just be channeled wherever people want it to go.
It's not an obstacle, but like...
It says it doesn't change direction, or Graveler doesn't change direction or speed, no matter what's in its path.
So that's impossible.
That's literally what its Pokedex entry said.
Yeah.
I think it just means that if there's a tree in Graveler's path, it'll just punch through the tree.
So why doesn't... But it doesn't change direction. So why does Golem lose that ability to just go in a straight line? Why does it get...
Because he's a bit
like,
shit.
You know... Yeah,
it's like a reverse
shit,
Zigzagoon Linoon.
It's a bit shit.
Zigzagoon can only go in zigzags and Linoon
Graveler,
can only go in
Graveler has four arms, which with to take itself back on track if it is diverted. Golem cannot do that, as it doesn't have enough arms.
Man, Golem shouldn't exist. I'll be completely honest.
Yeah.
I like Alolan Golem a lot, though.
How would you have had a... If you needed a third evolution from Graveler, then what would you have made it? One that wasn't good.
I don't know, but it doesn't mean a Golem is good.
Just a giant stone fist.
Yeah.
I think some sort of like giant angry rock like statue thing. Not like a Moe, but
like it was something carved him up and became a statue.
Like almost like a more plain version of Regirock, I think would be the way to go.
Yeah.
With extra arms.
That could work.
Although, I wonder if they got rid of Golem's extra arms, because, like, think about it. If Graveler kept them when he evolved, he'd just be a Rocky Machamp.
True. Yeah, he would.
You know? And they already fulfill, like, they're already both trade evolutions. They don't need to make them, like, the same fucking thing.
What do we think of the visuals of Alolan Golem?
I love that. The Alolan aesthetic is just, like, me in fifth grade drawing mustaches on other people in magazines.
That's what... I love the fact that it becomes a taser on top. I think it's such a nice...
I like the taser. It's good.
Alola had a big taser theme going on, really, didn't it? Because there's that bug Pokemon that's like a taser as well. I can't remember its name.
Beakavolt.
Yeah, I like that Pokemon. It's cool.
Did you know that Golem has an ability that turns normal type moves to electric type moves, so Explosion can become electric type? That's terrible to think about.
I don't have anything else to say about
it. Also, why is that name Golem? Like, it's not man-made. There are Pokemon later that are actual Golems, but this is just a dude, you know?
Yeah.
One of the only Pokemon that are directly named after, like, a mythological thing.
What about Mr. Mime?
He's real, and he's my friend.
No, he's not my friend. Also,
I don't think I'd want him to be my friend after what he's done.
Sasha's mom's friend.